sister, come and sit beside me, beside me. And we'll play a tune on this old piano forte, just for a while, just for a while, just for a while, till your hair becomes a powdered wig and I become a total bastard. Feet that hardly reach the pedal.
Hi, and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion of Superheroes for you, even when they only appear for three panels.
Three really small panels.
Well, at least in this one, they speak.
They don't do anything.
They try.
They have absolutely no effect on the story.
They use something called a time torpedo, and just the fact that there's something called a time torpedo makes me enjoy this issue. But there's other things you enjoy in this issue as well. This is Action Comics number 298, and I feel like we're missing a giant chunk of story here.
Yeah, like, lots of information seems to not be here, but it seems like we should know it, and we do not.
Yeah, and if there's some previous issue that this is correlating to, that's surprising, because I didn't think that they carried on stories that much from one issue to another.
Not so, like, we're missing something big here.
Okay.
It's not like when they talk about Pete Ross being the best friend because they spoke in a previous issue.
Yeah,
it's like, we're missing something.
It's like, also, usually they over-explain everything that's going on.
Yeah,
first time that I've ever felt, like, not confused by these issues, but...
We're always confused.
Yes, always confused, but
confused in a different manner.
Yeah, yeah. So there might be some other half to this story. I don't care. I'm not going to cover it. I don't care. Obviously, the Legion's not in that. Oh, wow. So, okay, so this is Action Comics number 298 from March 1963. 1963, they will tell you it's 1963.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and it's written by Leo Dorfman, who I don't know, and Jim Mooney, who I guess we've seen do art before, and edited by Mort Weisinger. Okay. No, it's Jim Mooney, because his name is right on Supergirl's elbow.
Oh.
That's the first time I've ever seen, like, a name in here. Are they starting to...
I know who I am, please, please.
Okay, so, our splash page is Supergirl, using her vision to see something... Oh, God, I can't even describe this. It's like...
This is a really weird issue.
There's three dudes from this Phantom Zone, and one of them has a dumb hat on, and one, I think they're supposed to be, like, Jaxer, but I can't tell any of them apart, and there's one dude looks like...
They don't name any of them but one, and the one in the name they give the worst name to, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, and one dude looks like he's, like, a Renfest reject, and one dude looks like kind of default whatever. Another dude looks like he's from the military.
Mm-hmm. And one dude's Lex Luthor.
Yeah, and Lex Luthor in an
awesome super suit of sorts.
Action costume.
Yes, it's action costume.
Whatever those are called. So she's looking, and then one of them has a crazy hat on, and the crazy hat is making a giant spider materialize. And next to them is a giant box full of crap, but it looks like it's full of dishes. And they're on a beach.
The magic dishes box.
Yeah, and that magic box of dishes. And Supergirl is on another island and looking at them on an island, and she's going, Superman is marooned in the past, and I must remain on this island or I'll spread a deadly plant scourge. There's no one to stop Luthor and those criminals from the Phantom Zone. So those criminals are from the Phantom Zone, and they're hanging out with Lex Luthor. And with their forbidden weapons from ruling the world, is ... Earth choke doomed? ...
Okay, now, normally splash pages are, you know, it's a chunk of the story, it doesn't really make sense by itself, and you're like, oh my god, how is this situation going to happen? What's going to happen? But every single page of this comic is kind of like the splash page.
That's true!
I feel like I'm thrown into the middle of something that I super don't understand.
Yeah, wow.
Like, as she just explained that Superman is trapped in the past, and she is infected with a plant scourge. And that is about as much information as we get about those two things.
Yes, okay. So, our story starts with Superman.
Oh, wait, did you want to read the narrative?
No.
Because this hasn't even mentioned Lex Luthor's amazing superpowers.
Okay, okay, yeah, the story is called The Superpowers of Lex Luthor. Everyone knows that Supergirl and Superman are two of the world's greatest forces of justice. And everyone also knows that the world's most sinister outlaw is Lex Luthor, the renegade scientist who has spent most of his life battling the Super Family. Therefore, can you imagine the drama that ensues when Supergirl, Superman, and Lex Luthor become allies?
Ba, ba, ba.
It happens in this startling story, The Superpowers of Lex Luthor.
By the way, that's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's there.
But that doesn't make him...
That's true.
That doesn't make him an ally of the good guys. It makes him an ally of the bad guys.
Yeah.
So we're seeing him being an ally of the bad guys, and they're going like, he's going to help the good guys.
Oh, God. Okay, so our story starts with...
with immediately killing a bunch of robots.
Yeah.
Immediately. This is the most immediate robot killing I've ever seen.
People complain about, like, Geoff Johns, like... there's like so much violence, but I think that the old comics had a lot up on him on robot violence.
I agree. There's like been a robot dying in it. Not just getting hurt, like dying
horribly
in every single issue.
And usually yelling and screaming in pain. I wouldn't be so upset if they weren't going, ah! Like they have souls and stuff, you know? So all these, like, robots are crashing into this barrier
like
in space.
Three or four of them dying. There's four, right?
Yeah, there's...
Wait, which one of those is actually Superman?
This one, I think.
Okay.
There's, like, a bunch of thought bubble circles that are coming from this, and it's, like, leading here, and then it stops, and it goes under this robot's arm, and then it keeps going. Or maybe that's stars. I don't know. There's a lot of heads, Superman heads, and a lot of, like, fucked up robots.
I'm gonna call that one at the bottom, actual Superman.
Yeah, he just by virtue of not having his head off
blowing
of his
off
body.
Him.
Yeah.
It's just not called the death of Superman.
So, Superman's like, it's a force field which seals off the Earth from the past. How would you know that it's sealing off the past and not just a force field?
Yeah, I just don't exactly understand the logistics of... So he's... in the past, and somehow these people made a force field stopping him from going through the time stream?
Yeah, apparently. Well, they're gonna illustrate it later, more clearly.
Which means not more clearly at all.
Yeah.
It's not more clearly at all.
Well, it has the number 1963 on it.
You can't get through the rainbow of the time
stream
because of this. But I don't understand. So they put this barrier here. And it's stopping everyone from traveling through time?
Yes.
Where do they get this technology?
It's forbidden Kryptonian technology.
We'll
okay, we're going to get to it.
We'll
we're going
to get
to
why
it.
It's weird that they had this but need to do what they're going to do here in a minute.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that. Okay. The Superman's like, I can't get past this barrier. And he's like worried because he's like, well, the Earth is probably in danger.
Because it always is.
Yes. And the Legion of Superheroes in the future, and this is one of... three panels which they will be in. And what they're seeing on the screen... Okay, follow on.
Okay.
Okay. Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, Lightning Lad. They're watching their Stalker Vision monitor and...
which got bigger, right? It's like a really large screen TV
I think
now.
They have many of them in different styles. And Kaz is like adjusting the knob weirdly.
To 1963.
It's like old-timey script, too. It's like, yeah. And on the screen that they're watching is one of those Phantom Zone dudes, and he is blasting Supergirl with something that's coming out of his belt. Okay. So, and he is saying, in the screen that's happening in 1963,
okay,
that the Legion of Superheroes are watching...
Okay.
This guy is saying, yes, Supergirl, we plan to enslave the human race. This ray will infect you with the plant scourge to keep you from helping them. Every creature you approach will be changed into a plant. Okay. And then Saturn Girl, not in 1963, she's watching from the future, and she's going, oh my god, look, three criminals have escaped from the Phantom Zone. They're using forbidden Kryptonian weapons to menace the Earth. We must help Supergirl. And we assume they all, like, agree and say yes, and they have to vote on it, and it takes a while. But then they eventually get into the time bubble that they have, and they're, like, trying to go into the rainbow time stream. But once they get to 1963, which is clearly labeled, their time sphere just bounces off of it. And they're all, like posing, like, oh, and yeah. And they're like, oh, no, some mysterious force field is blocking our sphere. It must have been generated by those escaped prisoners to keep us from helping Supergirl.
Okay, so I've got
this is the least confusing part of this issue, okay?
I've got a few questions.
Okay.
What the hell is going on that they're absolutely not showing us with these three people who have broken out of the Phantom Zone are seem to be in the middle of attacking Supergirl?
Yes.
We haven't seen this fight. We don't see this fight either. It's just what we're seeing on this screen.
Yeah.
Which is them, I guess, infecting Supergirl with some plant virus.
It's like, I hope you know who these Phantom Zone people are. I mean, like, we do, because we're weirdos.
I'm sorry, but as soon as we hear this man's name, I do not know who
this
man is.
That's true, I don't know who the fuck that dude is. But the other two, I think we're supposed to know.
Most worstly named Kryptonian ever.
Or the bestly named. Bestly named?
Bestly.
Whatever. So,
so we're missing some... Okay, we're missing the part where these guys broke out.
Yes, this is the biggest part that we're missing from the story. I don't know if it's in a previous issue or what the fuck is going on.
They could tell us.
But there's even more that we're not seeing, which we will only see that we're missing when we don't see it. Okay, let's just keep going.
Okay.
So, meanwhile, to keep from spreading the plant scourge.
Is it only keeping them out of 1963?
That's what I don't get. Yeah, it's
or
like
can't he go to 1964, 1962, and warn himself about this?
They don't. Okay, we've already established that no one in the super family understands how to use time.
Or from the future.
Yes, it's true.
Okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, Supergirl's infected with this thing that makes any creature she goes near turn into a plant.
Which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It's not.
That's pretty weird. Think about it. I've caught a cold.
Yeah.
My cold is a weird alien plant cold. Okay, I can buy that. It doesn't turn me into a plant. It doesn't really seem to do much of anything to me. But every living thing that comes near me turns into a plant.
Yeah.
Not just a plant, but like a plant monster.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
It's really awesome. That's so possible.
She's just running around using
that. That's not the weirdest thing we've seen.
It's pretty weird. I have to say that's pretty weird.
I don't think so. I think we've seen weirder shit. Like, those monsters that, like...
They weren't turning other things into more horrible monsters.
That's true. Okay, well, I'll say something later, and then you'll be like, Adriana, you're so right, because that's... Nothing will top that weirdness.
Later, like, years from now?
Yeah, later, like, a million years from now. No, I mean, in the story-wise. Not in the issue.
Not in the issue?
Not in this issue.
What? Now I want to know. What are you hinting
at? The crystalline body.
No!
Okay, you see?
We don't talk about that.
Okay, yeah.
That is the weirdest thing.
Okay, yeah.
You can't compare anything else to it.
Well, we did see Crypto defeating a brain in a globe.
I still
think
this is weird.
Okay,
nothing's
well...
Nothing's weirder than crystalline forms
of okay. Anyway. Let's not talk about that. Okay, anyway.
One day we'll talk about that, guys, in like a million years.
When we're 70.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, it's super hot in our apartment, so we're kind of frantic sounding.
Yeah, if we just wander into discussions about nothing, I'm sorry. We have to turn the fans off to record, or it's really loud.
And shut the windows.
Yeah, shut the windows, and we have no AC, and it's been super hot in Seattle because it's got heat.
This is how much we love you! Ah, this is horrible! Okay, so... Supergirl's trapped on this little island because she doesn't want to go see any, like, living creature because she'll turn them into a plant. And she's like, well, maybe it wouldn't be that bad if I just did it because I don't want everyone to die. And then Lori Lamaris, the telepathic mermaid, sends her a message like, no, don't do it. I found this octopus. And just by you going near the water, it turned into a monster plant octopus.
Which is sad.
It's fucked up looking.
They don't come back and fix this octopus.
Yeah, there's no, like, care for it. I mean, that's...
No, actually, I guess it will get fixed.
Oh, wait, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But they weren't concerned about it anyway.
Yeah. It's a really sad octopus.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a pretty flower.
monster. It's a cool flower monster, but it's sad to know it's an octopus.
Yeah. I wonder if it knows. It's an octopus. It doesn't know things. Why didn't she turn into a plant?
Why can't octopuses feel love?
That's what I didn't
get.
She
was, like, up the street and, like, heard it. And
came so, Laura's basically like, you need to keep away from all living creatures. And she's like, this is sad.
I know, I love it. She's just being sad. And then she started,
She's like,
or is that later?
I don't know. What a spot. If I leave here to combat more colonels, I'll spread the plant scourge. Blah, 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 blah. Only one person can help me now. Dot, 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 Luther!
Yeah.
He's the world's most evil scientist, but I have no choice.
I wouldn't have gone there, personally.
Yeah, there.
I would have been like, the president. Yeah. Something, someone else.
She didn't even try to contact the Legion.
That's true.
She's got a green boyfriend that's a genius.
That's true.
What about her mermaid friend? Can't she do something? Or get
she's
the
mermaid
boy?
What's she gonna do with
yeah, useless. Okay. Meanwhile, in a super jail, not really super jail.
I was like, I wish it was super jail.
Kind of plain looking jail where wherever Luther
jail.
Is, tiny sad jail. Okay, now this is where it starts to get super weird.
Again,
even more. It's like escalating.
It's slowly but surely, and it just starts like multiplying.
Yeah, until you're just like, it's like a weird trip, and you can feel colors and stuff. It's weird. So we're just dropped into the middle of some conversation where Supergirl is super ventriloquizing Lex Luthor. So she's talking to him, but she's not in the room. It just sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, she's talking to him, and she's saying. It's like just in the middle of her sentence, she's like, "And as part of the escape plan, your sister Lena Thorule was sealed in the bottle of Kandor. Only your scientific genius can help me defeat those criminals, Luther." What? What? Okay. So.
Okay, Lex has got a sister, I guess.
Okay, one. Lex has a sixth sister, and she's named Lena Thorule. Thorule. That's not a name.
Okay.
But, oh wait, it's like, her last name is Luther, isn't it?
Maybe it's her ugly middle name.
Instead of Luthor, it's Thor. They, like, horrible. Mixed up the letters of her last name. That's gross. That's pretty disgusting. Okay, so, what we didn't see is that when these Phantom Zone dudes escaped, they put Lex Luthor's sister in the bottle of Kandor.
I don't understand.
What was she doing near the bottle of Kandor?
I don't understand how that could possibly be part of their escape plan. There must be another issue that this belongs to. There has to be. This is too weird.
Was she living near...
An escape plan from the Phantom Zone somehow put
Lex Luthor's
sister girl into the bottle city of Kandor. I don't know. I think that there's an issue that... There has to be, or these people are crazy.
This is fucked up. Okay. But what's really weird is usually they, like, tell you what's going on 70 times.
Yeah, but this, they were like, you'll figure it out. But this is, like, the one time I want the explanation, it's not there.
Yeah. So, Luther is like, Lena, my little sister, doomed to live in that bottled city. He's, like, really likes his sister.
Yeah, he's shaking his fist.
Shaking his fist. He seems really upset. He's like, I'll help you, Supergirl. Tell the warden to let me out of here. And, so she does, but with her super ventriloquism, because she can't leave the island. So she's like, warden, this is Supergirl talking to you by super ventriloquism. The Kryptonian criminals plan to conquer the Earth. I need Luther's help, and blah, 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 blah. Please, like, release him temporarily. And the warden's like, what? No. This is, like, probably just some scheme. I don't know what. Come here yourself. This is weird.
It's
no.
Great, I thought. Yeah. Just believe random disembodied voice.
I'm surprised, because I think usually they would.
Yeah. Awesome, Supergirl wants to do this thing. Let's do it without question.
This is the smartest warden in the history of Action Comics. Okay. And he's like, well, he just probably doesn't want us to put him in this, like, super cell we made for him that's, like, escape-proof. And it's, like a little red box, apparently. Yeah. And, it apparently has a chimney of some sort.
There's a nice fireplace in there.
Yeah. It's really nice. And there's a giant guard guarding it. Because the perspective is bad.
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
There's a huge, giant man. And then,
or maybe the building's not that big.
No, no, yeah, see, no. This guard, compare him to the door. Yeah. He's, like, this big, and then like this guard is,
the
like...
The guy on the far side is gigantic, all right? They know that they need a giant to keep, like,
this in a tiny room. So, and they're transferring, like, Sleuther into this tiny cell. But then suddenly, one of the Kryptonian criminals, like, shows up and then hits, like, Sleuther with this beam from his belt.
So it's the same guy from the weird television view of the guy with the belt shooting Supergirl.
But instead of giving him a plant virus, he gives him superpowers. What? And then that criminal dude's like, psst, Luther, I speak for the escape Kryptonian criminals. We will help you break out and free your sister, Lena. Lena? Is it Lena or Lena?
I don't know. Okay. I want to read that as Lena, but who knows what they are.
Yeah, who the fuck? She's probably not even human. Like, if you put your master brain to work for us. He's like, I promise, but how can you get me out of here? With Supergirl couldn't. He doesn't know he has powers. And then they're like, you've got powers. And then he bends the bars and escapes. And then, but he bends the bars, but then he just breaks apart the building with his body.
I could fit through here, but I've got powers. Destroy the whole building.
So, it's pretty cool. And the guards, like, try to shoot him with machine guns, which is cool.
I like that they immediately try to shoot him. I was like, you know what, every time this happens in a movie, I yell at the TV, too. They always show police shooting at a bad guy running away. Police do not just shoot at unarmed people running.
Don't they?
No! Why would they just shoot at you?
I would shoot at, like, Sleuther.
He's not armed. You can't just shoot an unarmed man.
When somebody... Can't they shoot them if they're escaping... if it's a prisoner trying to escape?
I guess, but probably not open up a machine gun on them.
I would, because this guy is a bitch. He's trying to destroy the world.
But, okay, he has superpowers right this moment. They don't really know that. He just came exploding out of that building, mind you. But maybe someone just put an explosive in the building or some crazy shit. They do live in crazy town. So anything could have happened there.
Honestly, with as much shit as Lex Luthor does, I'm pretty sure there's no one would blame those guards for shooting that guy.
If they just totally murdered him.
Yeah, they don't know he becomes president later. They don't...
He's not even outside the prison grounds at this moment.
And they just shoot him.
They just murder him.
Yeah, but what's cool is that he, like, melts the guns with his heat vision, but I didn't realize he was melting the guns at first, so it just looked like he was trying to melt their bodies, because it looks a little bit weird. But then they tell you, oh, they're melting our machine guns, because it's an old-timey comic, and they tell you what's going on.
Except that important stuff, like all that backstory we're missing.
Okay. I like Luther's face here.
I like his flying position.
Just pissed off looking.
And he's also very, like, arched.
Arched?
Like, his stomach is very forward while he's flying.
He's like,
I'm doing it. You guys can't see it
because
we don't have video.
Yes. And it's a good thing we don't have video.
Because I'm in my pajamas and I'm mostly naked because it's hot.
Yeah, it's horrible. Not that you're naked is horrible.
Oh,
I'm saying the heat is horrible.
Why are you so mean?
Then the Kryptonian criminal is like, well done, Luther. I am. Okay.
Wait for it.
Do you want to say it?
No, you say it.
I am Cruel.
His name is Cruel.
Cruel. I think you mean Cool-El.
Oh, that's the worst Kryptonian name I've ever heard, I think. Usually their names sound pretty cool, I think. They sound alright. They sound pretty cool. I'm not behind Cruel.
No?
No.
He doesn't know.
Last name DeVille?
He doesn't know that his name is DeVille. A pun.
No,
he can't help
horrible.
It.
I think he knows.
Is he, like, related to Superman? Because, like, Superman is from the House of El.
I don't think.
I don't know if they
about
think
it.
About it
I don't think
back
they
then.
They're just like, the Kryptonians all have L in their name.
But some of them don't, like Jax-Er.
But has he been in it yet?
Yeah, he's like one of the Kryptonian dudes.
No, nobody here has a name.
Yeah,
nobody
they do. Not in this issue, but in a previous issue that we went.
Oh,
we read.
Did it say his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Jax-Er, and then there's General Zod.
I'm sure they weren't thinking about it.
So what the fuck?
He has an evil uncle named Crew.
That's probably it. Fucking ridiculous. So, he's like, report to our island. What's weird about this is that the Kryptonian criminals are on an island, but Supergirl's also on an island.
She's on a different island.
So it looks really confusing at certain points, because they're thinking about each other and stuff. Okay, so, he's like, report to our island headquarters. We have an important task for you. And Luther's like, don't tell me what to do, bitch. I'm Lex Luthor.
You're not the boss of me. And he flies away.
Yeah. He's like, fuck you. And then he, like, he's like, I want to try out my new abilities first before I go to your dumb island. So he wants to do it. He's just like, wait a second. But he says it in a bitch way.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I want to go try this stuff. It's awesome. And he just flies away.
Yeah.
And then I would do, too. I don't blame him.
He's like, well, I'm flying so fast, the friction is making my clothes burn up.
Which is hilarious, because he's old.
Yeah.
He's almost had an old flying naked man on fire.
Gross. This is funny, because, he just looks so, cantankerous and like an egg. an egg face. It's like kind of like watching Alfred Hitchcock fly around, right?
It is.
So he goes to the Superman Museum and steals like a costume from something. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be a display of. And he takes it from that thing and he's like, oh, well, I can trim off the blah, 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 the things I don't like with my heat vision. And
which is funny because he says that. What the hell did he trim off?
He said he's going to trim off the sleeves and the legs, but then he doesn't.
The sleeves are purple. The legs are purple with green boots. And somehow from trimming these things, he gets a giant green cape.
Maybe he's way, way smaller than whatever. No, I don't know because those things are purple that he listed.
Unless he cut the boots up. There's nothing else green except those little shoulder things, but he still has those shoulder things.
Yeah, it doesn't... No, he didn't cut up the boots. He still has the boots.
No, I know, but I mean, that's the only thing that's green, so I don't know where he got this fabric for his cape.
Okay, no, it doesn't make any sense.
And he also found enough fabric to make an LL on his chest, because he hates me. Me specifically.
I just like that he took the time. I need an emblem. I can't just go out there without an emblem on my chest. And he's like, there, a super costume complete with my special insignia. Which is not very special looking. It's just an LL,
it's
like you
even
said.
It's not like an awesome font or anything. It's just like...
It's like I made it with cardboard,
yeah, you just cut it out.
Paper.
If we can see this zoomed in, it is just cardboard.
You glued it on. Yeah. It's all crooked
some
and shit.
Staples in there too.
And then he goes, and he punches the Superman statue.
Statue.
We can't... Legion's not even in this, hardly. There's still a statue. Couple
just,
statues. This guy's a
statue. But statue destruction.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Good. And then he's like, I'm destroying the statue, and I will destroy real Superman, too. And the cop is like, it's Luthor! He's got superpowers! Blah. And then Supergirl's crying, because, she still has to stay on the island, she explains again.
Because she's turned people into plants, in case you've forgotten this.
And she's sad because, Luther's got powers and she can't do shit about it. And she's like, I failed the Supergirl choke.
Oh, yeah, this is where she starts getting really super emo.
Yeah, it's really weird. She's, sitting on a rock.
I just want to say Supergirl's kind of a quitter. In general. How many times has, one thing gone wrong and she's like, I'm not worthy of sitting next to Superman helping him. It's every time something goes wrong.
Yeah. That's because he beats her.
And she grew up with no love.
Yes.
But...
She's an orphan. They have, low self-esteem.
She totally starts, reminiscing about, times that her and Superman fought stuff, and I thought she was gonna get some brilliant idea.
Yeah, me too!
Because she's one time we fought these androids, and I was thinking, androids could help, they're not gonna turn into plants.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, and then she was the one time we destroyed a porcupine planet, which I was oh wait, I don't know where this is going. But then it doesn't matter, because then neither of them had anything to do with anything, she was just being emo.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, so... Then we cut away from
Androids do show up, but not in any kind of way you're gonna expect.
No.
I'm staring at the microphone as if I can look at you, listener.
Just staring right at your soul.
Yeah, at your microphone soul. So, that's Supergirl is being sent on the island, and then Lex Luthor goes to that other island where the Kryptonian dickbags are,
they've got standing there and waiting.
And they've got a giant pink box, and in the That doesn't sound right.
A giant pink box.
They have a giant pink box that's filled with weapons.
But they look like dishes.
Yeah, they look like dishes. And, it looks like a stick of butter.
And, a dustbuster?
Yes. And a bowl. And he's like, but first you must prove that you're really one of us, Luthor. We have a vital task for you to perform. And he's like, me take orders from you? I've got all your superpowers, and I'm super smart. And he's like, we don't really need you for our plans, Luthor. Look, we've got this, bunch of fucking amazing weapons. And if I was Luthor, I would have just taken those weapons left.
Yeah.
done. But he's not actually super smart at all. Mm-mm. So then, is this Cruel? Cruel puts on a really awesome looking special time helmet.
Cruel is the only one who says or does anything in this issue.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
Because like I think the other characters are like have been more prominent previously. And,
right? Yeah. Are you sure that's them? I'm blind from over here.
I think so, because I remember the dude, I think this is General Jaxter, because he's dressed like a general, and that's what I remembered. I was like, they dressed him like a general. That's amazing. And so Cruel puts on this special helmet, and he puts it on his head, and he's like, I've got a mind over matter machine. And there's, like, a really, like, also special looking, he looks like a baby toy. It's, like, thing that goes on his chest and it's attached to the helmet. And basically, okay, get a hold of it. Just listen to this. He has a helmet. Anything he imagines will appear. So he's like, look at this, Luther. I can make a giant pink spider.
It's like he says a reptile spider, didn't he? It's something really weird.
It's a reptilian spider which once infested the flame forest of Krypton before it was destroyed.
That spider doesn't look like a reptile to me at all.
That's what... He's Kryptonian. They don't know what a reptile is.
Then why do you use that word?
Because it's a bad translation.
I expected an awesome, exciting lizard spider. That's not what I got. That's what I wanted.
Oh, Kristen's a big fan of lizards. Maybe it's like his butt. See that butt pattern
he's got? It's supposed to look like a gross spider.
So, I mean, it's like a turtle shell on his butt. Is that what that's supposed to be?
I don't know.
Okay. So, we don't know what's reptilian about this thing. Maybe it's pink color.
All those pink lizards.
Yeah, those pink lizards. So, he's like, just think, Luther, a couple of these ghastly creatures would panic whole cities. It's like, I can't even begin to explain why it's so ridiculous that he has a machine that makes anything he wants, and he just makes a giant spider with it. Are you fucking kidding me?
What else would you make with a spider that can do anything?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe other cool weapons? Just an idea.
What about
maybe
your dead race?
Yeah, maybe a cool city. Maybe anything besides a giant fucking spider. You fucking stupid. That's fucking retarded. Okay, so Luther's like, oh, well, since they're imaginary, isn't the damage imaginary? Like, what are you talking about, Luther? He didn't say it makes imaginary things. He said it makes real things. But then he presses another button and, like, the giant spider disappears. But, like, the spider was, like, tearing up a plant. And,
it was, like, uprooting trees, and the uprooted trees are still uprooted.
Is it a vegetarian spider?
I don't know.
It's less scary. It's just going to graze on your trees.
To be fair, there are only, like, 4 people in this entire island. It's just these 4 people, and it wasn't going to eat them, I guess.
Okay, whatever.
So its destruction is not imaginary, Lex Luthor.
Yeah. So when the spider disappears, like, the trees are still down, so whatever the spider did was effective. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Don't worry about it.
It was a weird question to ask, I think, on Luther's part.
Everything is weird here. It's like, that's not the first question I would ask. Yeah. Like, make something more amazing than a giant pink spider. Yeah,
give me that.
Yeah, punch in face. Yeah, right. And then he's like, oh, then there's this time rehearsal ray. This is also amazing. With one touch of this trigger, I can hurl any chosen area a million years back into the past. So I don't know if it means only a million years. You can only do precisely a million years. Or that's very specific.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's like, wait, Cruel, look there. Some more visitors are headed for this island. And so they see, like, a bunch of soldiers?
Yeah, they're Marines.
It, like, suddenly, like, turned into one of those, like, soldier comics. It's like, man, our scientists report that this island was the epicenter of a violent earthquake. Our orders are to land it, like, soldiers, do they do this? Investigate earthquakes?
I don't...
You come from a military family.
You know what? My parents never did, but I can't speak for...
Investigate a strange island because of an earthquake?
I can't speak for all military people, because they were Air Force, not Marines. Maybe the Marines gotta do something else.
Oh my god. And they're like... But it looks like only one guy says, aye, aye, sir.
And then there's
some more. Do them just chill, but then they're... Okay, so Cruel uses this ray on these random Marines, totally unconnected to the story. and they turn into cavemen, but not really, because they just turn into normal dudes, but their clothes change.
So it's still Bob going, what? I was just holding a gun, now I'm holding a club.
And now I'm dressed in, like, an animal skin.
That seems like a useless weapon.
That is weird.
I mean, I guess it's
good. Doesn't make them dumb, I guess cavemen.
It's good they don't have guns, but they sell clubs to beat you.
Yeah, with. And they're all, I think you made them more buff.
Yeah, I think so.
They're all, like, crazy ripped and scary looking and dirty. You just made them dirty, basically.
Well, luckily, this scares them and they turn around and run away.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, let's get back into our boat. It's a log canoe. It made their boat into a... That doesn't make any sense!
Because their boat was, like, a blow-up raft, and it turned into a, like...
It should have just disappeared.
I don't know.
Because it's a...
I don't think you understand this technology. But then remember that the Kryptonian technology is so great that a single crystal can do, like, whatever the hell anybody wants, ever.
Well, Kryptonian is also so great that it's fucking retarded.
It leaves that round to ridiculous.
that all of the people that use it only do the dumbest things with it.
Remember that you only have enough time to build enough escape vehicles for your baby and your dog and your horse.
But you have crystals that can do anything. Unfortunately, the crystal doesn't have programming for a spaceship. Like, what? Yeah, what is wrong with those people? They've got all this technology, but they can't. They haven't mastered space. I have a lot of problems with this issue. Okay, so but the Marines go back, and once they cross out of the little area that the Ray is working on, they turn back into normal dudes, and their boat goes back to normal and not into. I don't know. This is weird. But Lex Luthor is impressed by this. Like these are forbidden weapons. I think that. Forbidden was mistranslated.
Dude, the party, like, they're like party tricks.
Yeah.
The party trick weapons.
This is the retarded weapons that were forbidden because they were so stupid that no one should ever use them. And, he's like, these forbidden weapons will frighten ordinary people, Cruel, but Supergirl and Superman won't be scared. They'll find a way to stop you. Only my master brain is clever enough to outwit them. And at this point, someone should have pointed out, you were in fucking jail. And then, like, the last time we heard about Lex Luthor, he was on, like, a robot planet in jail. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there was a weird mention of that, and we're like, what?
Yeah. Okay, well...
He's been busy off the pages of anything having to do with the Legion.
Apparently, since last we left Lex Luthor, he has acquired a sister and gotten
jail
off...
Earth.
Yeah, an Earth jail. So, Cruella's like, why is Cruella leading these two fuckers?
Oh, no.
Okay, he's like... You're right, Luther. You're the greatest criminal genius of all time. Maybe we better let you take over. But it's really obvious from his look that he's not serious.
He's very sinister looking.
Yeah. So he says, but before you can form your plan, we'd better check on what Superman and Legion of Superheroes are doing. I'll use my mind over matter machine to materialize a monitor screen. And he's like, smart thinking, Cruel. Like, no. No, it's not smart thinking. And so, back at the barrier... Superman is trying to use all his, like, light, like, vision-y powers.
Lasery
X-ray. It says his X-ray vision.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe if he used the heat vision, it'd work better.
He's trying to look through really hard.
Just a thought, Superman. Maybe that's why it's not working. He's like, I tried to freeze it. It didn't do anything.
I tried to look at it, Superman.
I'm really staring at it. And, He gave it cancer. That's okay. And, meanwhile, the Legion is hitting the barrier with their most powerful time torpedoes. They say their most powerful time torpedoes. I don't know what a time torpedo does.
It's nice though they have weaker ones.
Yes.
For some
There's different calibers of time torpedoes.
There's some occasion in which a weaker time torpedo is necessary.
Maybe they're just like, okay... Maybe, between now and then, Time Magazine partners with Boeing, and they form a company, and then in the future, they have a line of torpedoes, and those torpedoes are called time torpedoes. They have nothing to do with actual time.
They just happen to be called time torpedoes.
Yeah, that's just the name of the brand.
I do not think we're that lucky.
I don't think so either. And so they're freaking out because they can't get through the force field. They've tried a dozen of their most powerful... time torpedoes. And it's just like, they're shooting it, and it's going, blink, and then,
brrr. Exactly like they're bubbled in.
I wonder if that time torpedo is hitting anything of consequence.
I hope it is. I hope it's just destroying planets just full of life.
Causing crises everywhere.
And if the problem is just 1963, then that sucker's got to be ricocheting out somewhere, right?
Into 1964, yeah. 1962.
The 20s have been obliterated somehow.
They destroyed time in the past! So, like, so the thing is very funny. All those superheroes, and they can't do a thing. And, then the little so while he's watching this, the Kryptonians go and, like, cuddle, and they're like, we're gonna fuck him over. But, we need gold kryptonite, and so that we can take away, cause gold kryptonite, if you guys are not up on your kryptonite types, it takes away, super people's powers.
Forever. So says Forever. Him really ominously.
Yeah. So, they need to get some gold kryptonite so they can take away Supergirl's powers and take away Superman's powers. But the problem is they don't want to, like, touch it and fuck with it because they don't want to, like, have their own powers taken away. And they're like, okay, you should get Lex Luthor to, like, get this gold kryptonite for us. And because then we'll take away his powers.
The problem is they also don't know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I yes. guess. Or something.
They can't touch it and they don't know where it is. Because this whole time I've been like, why do they need Lex Luthor? Like, so far, they haven't had a reason in the world to have freed Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
So this is their big reason.
Yeah.
Is so that he'll go get the yellow or gold.
Gold.
Kryptonite. Yeah. And,
take away their
power. Take away
super people's powers.
Which, alright, in theory that sounds alright, except if they had not done anything other than what they are doing right now, they could have destroyed everyone on Earth.
Yeah. They have a fucking helmet that makes anything they think of. I don't think they're thinking these plans through very well.
It's like Superman is trapped outside of where they are. Supergirl is trapped on an island or she'll turn everyone into a plan. They could have done whatever they wanted.
They're dumb. Okay, I think we've established that Kryptonians are dumb. Dumb as mud. There must have been one smart guy that made all their technology and shit.
Then he died.
And then he died immediately.
He had no children to pass
on. He never wrote it down, nothing. And the other ones were just too lazy and too dumb to figure anything out. Okay. So, like, so there's, like, that's where my super brain comes from. And so he grabs, like, a ship that was sunken ship. And he remodels the sunken ship into a giant tower that's going to act like a magnet to the golden kryptonite. And then there's, like, a machine that'll put the golden kryptonite into a box.
Oh,
and
God, you understood
a lead box.
That, because I didn't. I was like, he looks at a ship, and then there's the tower. Like, gold in a box. That's all I got from it.
So, then they get the golden kryptonite in the box, and he's like, and they're like, okay, we'll go lure Supergirl over here so we can use his golden kryptonite on her. And he's like, okay, I'm off. And he's like, I'll tell her that our weapon's fucked up and we want to make a deal and we'll cure of the disease if she'd work with us. And they're like, okay. And they're like, we're going to fuck him over.
I guess he's like 3 feet away. And they're like, okay, we're going to use this other robot to handle
the box.
The box of
it's a lead box. They can just pick it up themselves. Okay.
The problem is they
open
want to
it.
Expose.
Yeah. Okay.
They need to open the box so they can't be near it. So they have this like weird little robot with nothing but arms
it's
and wheels.
Cute. I like this robot.
And he's gonna open the box as soon as Supergirl and Lex Luthor are over there.
It has like lawn arms. It's gonna hold this box away from them, open the box, and take away her powers.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna shoot her in the head.
And Lex Luthor. Wait, shooting her in the head? Were they gonna shoot her in the head?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's a gun. What is that for?
Probably, like, it shoots bubbles and, like,
sunshine and rainbows.
Something weird.
My turtle gun!
Yeah.
My turtle and bubble gun.
Yeah.
It's like, couldn't you put, like, bullets in it? No, my bubble and turtle gun!
These are very necessary.
He's like, so then, Lex Luthor brings Supergirl over.
Which, again, pause. Hold on. I thought she was infected with a disease that turns every living thing that comes near her into a plant. Does that somehow exclude Lex Luthor and these people?
Yes.
Right?
Because they're really invulnerable to things, so they're invulnerable to plant diseases.
Shouldn't she have been invulnerable to getting the disease in the first place?
I don't know. This is horrible.
It'll never end. Okay, so Okay, so Supergirl and Lex come flying up, and the robot has, like, boingy long arms, and they shoosh out, and they're holding the box, and it opens it, and drops the, like, lead box with the gold kryptonite, and the kryptonite comes tumbling out.
And, like, looks through, there's, like, it's gold kryptonite. I've been double-crossed. And he's like, Supergirl, go put it back in the box. And she's like, okay. Yeah, but she knows what it is. Oh, no, she's like, Luther, what's that? Does she not know what it is?
Maybe, yeah.
Is that what the pretense they're operating under? Is that she's Supergirl doesn't know what it is?
I don't know.
Okay. So she's like, what's that, Luther? And he's like, go put it back in there. And she's like, oh, I can't move it. Oh, I lost all my powers. And he's like waving his arms fatly. He's like, oh, my powers are gone too. I can't fly anymore. And then the Renfest dude is like, our trick worked, now to lure Superman into the trap. And then Cruel is holding like a glue gun that might shoot turtles and bubbles. But he's saying he'll activate the force field. That causes the force field? The gun?
To activate the force
field? It looks like a glue gun or like a drill.
Or like a turtle bubble shooting gun.
A turtle bubble shooting gun. He's like, I'll deactivate the force. How are you going to deactivate it with a gun?
I don't know, just...
Okay, well, whatever. Like, and then they're planning to deactivate the force field. Superman comes down, and they show him the kryptonite. They drop the box at him again, and then he'll lose his powers.
Yeah, everyone is powerless.
And so so they deactivate the force field. Superman comes down, and he's like, who set up that force field? Something is really amazing. Like, his thought process is great. Who set up that force field? Something strange is going on. Uh-oh. Supergirl and Lex Luthor are on an island. And Luther is wearing a super costume. I'd better check on it.
Indeed.
What is it? I don't know. Check on it. Check on his super costume? Check on the fact that Supergirl and Lex Luthor are on an island?
What? If, you know.
But he says he's... The caption's like, he's looking for signs of trouble.
I just like that, okay...
That's a certain kind of trouble.
He's seeing this with his awesome vision, right?
Yeah.
Did he not look a little bit to the left, where, like, three bad guys are standing that he knows?
It's very precise supervision. It's very tedious. Hmm. You can only see two people at a time.
Those specific two people.
Yeah.
Not the other two people he could see, two and three.
He could find them because he's got a really garish-looking costume, and so he noticed it right away.
It's very it's very bright purple there. Like.
So super down, super down.
Super down. He goes super down?
He goes down superly, and he goes down really fast, and he's like, Supergirl's like, Superman's coming in her head. I've got to warn him, but using my superpowers is out of the question. Wait, I have it. This mirror from the pouch in my cape? The cape pouch again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when...
Yeah.
Cape pouch.
Well, now we know mirrors are kept in
there. Yes. I wonder what else she has in there. Like pads and stuff.
No!
Somehow she makes a Morse code message, but the way that it's represented to us, the reader, is like a retarded just like ball of white with lines coming off of it with some text inside of the ball. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know how else they'd show us some Morse code. Mirror flashing.
Probably not. Just wouldn't show it to you or something. Just like show you one and then have Superman going, oh, this is what that message says. Done.
But you can't show multiple flashing of a mirror like
you
that.
You don't have to. You just show one flash and he's like, oh, Morse code.
They were trying to really demonstrate.
So the message says, beware of danger. Criminals have escaped Phantom Zone. ... You can help us by ... Did she make the ... in the Morse code? Like, did she add an ellipsis? Did she add punctuation to this?
No. But in this, though, they're purposely not showing us everything she said.
Yeah.
So,
Is it... I'm wondering if it's, like, part of the story that we're not supposed to see that part, or if she actually added ellipsis to things.
I don't know.
Okay. So, Superman falls very ungracefully, and Cruel is like, he did it! The fool dropped right into our trap! The gold kryptonite has robbed him of his superpowers. And he's like, Superman's like, oh, what happened? I feel so weak. And then there's another robot that comes and gets the lead box full of gold kryptonite. And they're still holding their weapon box. It's pink. And Renfest guy is like, this is the moment I've been waiting for. Superman, Supergirl, at our mercy. And Cruel's like, the moment of reckoning has come. We're going to... take over the Earth by using these forbidden weapons from Krypton. You are all powerless to help, to stop us? To help, to stop us. God.
Well, you really want them to help them.
And Supergirl's like, that's what you think. All right, man, let's go. And then her and Superman and Lex Luthor all use their heat vision to melt the box of forbidden weapons. And they knock the special helmet out of that one dude's hands. And Cruel's like, they've all got heat vision. It's combined triple power melts our forbidden weapons. Gasp. But what? I thought Cruel Kryptonite had taken away their superpowers. And then Lex Luthor explains, like, fools! Did you really think I'd bring you gold kryptonite after my super hearing detected you plotting against me? Because they were, like, literally 3 feet away.
Yeah. And even they all have super hearing, yes, too. It's not like just yes, he got it and they didn't know.
These are the dumbest criminals in the history of criminals. And he's like, you tried to double cross me, so I decided to work with Supergirl against you. So, that tower that he made out of a ship was actually attracting imitation kryptonite from the Superman Museum. Which you actually saw when
he
sitting
went,
there.
When he went to go get his costume, yes, there was, like, imitation gold kryptonite.
Yes. I don't know why they would... Like, in a museum, they don't label things, like, imitation. They just say, like... Maybe they might say a replica.
Right, right. No, it says imitation. You've been in a museum lately.
It's like... that's what you say about crab or something.
Imitation crab.
So, Cruel's like, so it was all... act designed to destroy the forbidden weapons, eh? But the joke's on you. We've all destroyed the punishment ray, the only weapon that could return us to the Phantom Zone. Now we're still free.
So the thing that put them in the Phantom Zone is called the punishment ray?
No. Because it's been called, like, the Phantom Zone projector, like, a billion times.
Before this?
Yeah. That guy's full of crap.
This is what they call it because they're mad at it.
Yeah, the punishment ray. It's like, that's not what that ray was. So, Supergirl's like, that's what he thinks. I can still send those criminals back to the Phantom Zone if I work fast enough. Then she runs, Superman just standing there stupidly. She puts on the special helmet, and she makes a Phantom Zone projector. And she puts him right back in the Phantom Zone.
Which was smart.
She's the smartest person in the world. Oh, Supergirl. So, Superman's like, that did it, Supergirl. And it looks like she's afraid of him.
She's kind of like, I think she's being afraid of the bird?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Because she's afraid she's going to turn into a plant.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. It just looks like she's afraid of Superman. Like he's going to molest
cowering
her.
Cowering from him. Yeah. But she's cowering from the bird.
Yeah. So he's like, that did it, Supergirl. They're back where they belong. The Earth is free from their sinister menace. And he's like, she's like, you're wrong, Superman. Remember, I've still got that plant scourge. He forgot about it. Uh-oh, that bird is flying toward me. It's going to be turned into a plant. And the bird's like, totally fine. Wait, the bird was huge a second ago. Oh, no, it's... Okay, it's like a little... Like a... Well, it's still kind of big. In this... The other panel, it's like a huge bird. So, whatever, bird. She did shrink that bird with her powers. So, she's like, oh, the bird's fine. Oh, because the belt got destroyed. It destroyed that thing that it did as well.
Could someone explain to me what the hell the belt's power was?
The belt's power was...
It gave someone superpowers, but also gave someone a plant disease. What?
It has those two modes. Plant disease and superpowers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because I would... For a minute, I was, like, getting confused, and I was like, oh, it's the helmet that can make, like, anything happen doing it. But I was like, no, wait. It's not the helmet that can make anything happen doing this. It's the belt. What the hell is the belt?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would, but they destroyed it!
And it's a forbidden weapon, so you shouldn't know about it anyways.
Whatever.
Okay, so Lex Luthor has also lost his powers, and he's, like, waving his arms sadly.
He's, like, trying to fly sadly.
And Superman's like, Luthor, use those powers for the good of humanity. But now that those criminals are out of the way, I must return you to prison to finish your sentence. Our truce is over.
Which is kind of mean, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, yeah. He's trying to kill him when he was, like, a tiny child.
Yeah.
But still, it was like, oh, you used your powers to help save the world. I'm putting you back in jail now.
Yeah,
the like, truce is over.
There's like, no pause. Oh, no pause. And
like, then, good job, Lex. I hope one day you can reform. He's just like, back to jail. And he picks him up really awkwardly.
Yeah, that is an awkward carry. And Luther says something weird here. He says, this island is out of your jurisdiction, Superman. No, it's not.
Superman have jurisdiction?
He doesn't have a jurisdiction. He's saving shit all the time. He's, like, doing shit all the time.
His jurisdiction was only the USA.
No, it's not, because in this comic, he's always doing shit that's in other countries. It's like moving mountains from Russia and tossing them at a planet. Like, no, he doesn't give a shit. And he's like, but I'll go back peacefully if you release my sister Lena Thorul from the Bottle of Kandor. Superman's like, okay.
He's like, okay, I was gonna do that anyway.
Yeah, he says, I was gonna do that anyway. And, figure it out, Luthor.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He wasn't going to leave somebody trapped somewhere.
Is she a bad guy?
I don't know.
Okay, apparently not.
I don't know anything about her because she just suddenly appeared.
And Supergirl's like, Superman, I see you've unsealed the Bottle of Kandor.
Yeah,
and
so this is like a cut. It's a cut. Yeah. To a different scene.
The next day.
He's dropped Luthor off in jail, I guess, so it's like cut to the next day.
He lets her stay in there for another day.
Yeah. It took him a day to figure it out, maybe. Maybe he was trying. Maybe he was sleeping. Who knows? But so it's cut to inside
the Fortress of Solitude.
And you see like Superman standing there, and then there's some blonde lady next to him who is Lex's sister, I guess, but not. And then Supergirl's like just showing up. So then she's like, "Oh, see, I already got her out," because she's standing right there.
Yeah. And this is where it gets even crazier. He says, "Not quite, Supergirl. I've unsealed the bottle." But that's just an android of Lena, which I created to help me operate this exchange ray. And then my mind melted.
So for some reason, he made an android of Lex's sister to operate the exchange ray that he's going to use to get Lex's sister out of the bottle.
Yes.
So does something need to go in for her to come out for some reason?
Maybe that's, like, what the escape plan was like?
But they weren't in the bottle. They were in the Phantom Zone.
And there's three of them.
And they were in the Phantom Zone, not the bottle.
Because the bottle is, like,
the tiny Superman Super Squad, or whatever the hell they were called,
yeah,
come out of the bottle all the time.
I don't know. Okay, and then it keeps going because your brain's not destroyed enough. Like, this ray shrinks the android and transports it into the bottle in exchange for the real Lena, who is now being released and enlarged to her normal size. Like, okay, I would almost buy the exchanging part, but it doesn't explain the enlarging part. Because, really, shouldn't it just, like, put a giant android into there and then a tiny girl comes out or some? I don't fucking know.
Also, if he has this enlarging ray, let everyone out of the bottle!
Or exchanging ray, like, yeah, just make androids of everyone or something and then just make them all come out?
I don't know.
So, Lena's super happy. She's like, Superman, Supergirl, I was sealed up in Kanto for days, but I knew you'd save me, like, days. Days. He could have gotten her out a day early, but he didn't. He's like, fuck you, little girl.
You might have been making this exchange ray.
And, then Supergirl is, like, wrapped up Lena in a cape? Yeah, but, like, it's a huge cape.
She's like, I mean, is it a cape or is it a blanket?
It's a cape.
Or
it's a cape because, like, I mean, the symbol's on it. I guess it could be a blanket with a symbol on it. It's a cloak.
Somebody?
From somewhere, and she's got it wrapped up in it. I don't know why. Maybe to keep her warm because they're
it's
up
cold.
On the north.
That's right.
Okay.
It's cold.
Okay. I'll buy that. But it's weird.
Yeah.
And they wrap her, and Supergirl wraps her up in this thing, and all you see is, like, Supergirl just suddenly holding a wrapped up person, probably a dead body, and is, like, carrying it away. And Superman's like, what strange luck. Because of the blackout in Kandor, Lena never discovered she was Luthor's sister. What was even more strange was to see Luthor for once using his superpowers for good instead of evil. What the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean a blackout?
In Kandor. And why doesn't she know she's Luthor's sister?
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
What do you mean a blackout in Kandor has to do with her not knowing what?
So, someone knows the answer to what the hell's going on, but in 200 words or less.
200 words is impossible.
I'd like to know, but I have a feeling it's more complex than that, so then maybe I just don't care.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, so that's the end.
That's it. That's all you get.
So, we were sad because the Legion is in this, but for three panels, and they don't do anything. But when we were like, should we cover it? And then we were like, I guess we have to.
Well, they talk in it. Okay, we're going to draw the line with, like, if they show up, if you visibly see them,
and they speak words,
and they interact in some way, and they do something.
Technically, they did nothing here, but they did speak.
They shot time torpedoes, more than a dozen.
But they didn't work. They didn't do anything or affect the storyline in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I don't know why they were in the story. And this is a weird story that we don't understand. But the next episode will be the greatest episode ever.
Well, I don't know if it's not the greatest ever.
Well, not the greatest, but it will be super important.
I like it a lot.
It's what put the Legion on the map for a lot of people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's like...
I know why.
It's like... Yeah, no, you know why.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've read it. I've heard of this Legion thing before.
And
anything else to talk about? We went to San Diego Comic-Con last 2 weeks.
It's awesome.
There wasn't really anything Legion-y going on.
Yeah.
There were some panels that we probably could have gone to that they probably would have talked about some stuff. But I wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it was also our vacation.
Yes.
And all I wanted to do was shop.
So Mon-El is in the new will be in the new Justice League.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me that.
Yeah. I'm telling them.
Oh, okay.
The microphones.
Oh.
Yeah. What else? Of course, the Legion will be in Adventure Comics starting sometime this month. I think the 17th it comes
out. Three Worlds ended.
Legion Three Worlds ended. We don't want to talk about
you,
it.
You liked it all right. I thought it was weird.
I liked everything except for, like, the last... Like, something weird happened at the end, and I was like, that's weird and embarrassing. So I thought it was weird, but it might give us, like, cool reboot Legion as the new Wanderers.
It might give us every Legion, maybe.
Yeah. I say it depends because, like, DC started Legion of Three Worlds before the economy went bad. So they might have had, like, really cool plan, but
that maybe not happen now.
That might not happen because
but it's nice that
nobody wants to read a book. The book that we want to read.
It's nice that though, like the door is wide open. There,
yes, yes.
Ever.
It opened the door very wide, and I think Geoff Johns is good at like on the Smallville episode. He opened the biggest door in the universe, like for more Legion, and I appreciate that. But there are a couple things that were kind of weird.
I unfortunately learned things about the DC universe. Yeah, I didn't know.
Kristen was extremely traumatized because she had not understood a lot of things about. How ridiculous about the DC
Earth,
universe!
I didn't know stuff about Earth Prime specifically.
Yes, or the multiverse in general. Yeah. I think you knew that it existed.
I didn't really know anything about it.
But though. She didn't realize it was like an excuse for like the cartoony like nonsense, like just fucking. And I think didn't we start crying at one point
You were reading the list to me, and I was dying.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen someone cry from stupidity overload before. It was pretty painful.
But now I know.
Yeah.
I'm the worest person for it.
No,
Rebels is next time. I'm excited. Excited. Next week. Yeah.
But, I think that's about everything. We might be on, you might hear our melodious voices on a couple other podcasts. We've got stuff.
I don't know when, though.
We have no idea when. We have no idea. But, in the future, you will hear us invading other people's podcasts. And that's about it.
Yep, that's it.
All right, join us next time for really historic and important Legion episode.
Yeah, so while this one was possibly the most pointless one,
I think the one where the fucking they appear for 3 seconds and Lightning Lad destroys a tree and almost kills Superman, that's the most pointless one.
That's true, actually, that's probably... Okay. Well, at least he interacted with Superman in a vague way. They didn't even interact with anybody here.
They tried to get into 1963.
They tried, but they didn't.
It's weird to me when, like, I mean, I kind of hate it when they mention the date, because it super dates it. I'm like, oh no, you're so old. It's like, I kind of like to pretend that it's taking place now, but then they
it's
always
so
include
not,
the dates.
I
know.
And then that cop comes by, he's swinging his, like,
it's like little Officer thing. Flanagan! Yeah. And he's, like, super old-timey.
Yeah.
And
then the mayor comes in the hat.
Top.
It's just like the McDonald, the Burger King mayor. The Burger King, who has the little.
Yeah. The Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, Mayor McCheese. He's not dressed like Mayor McCheese.
Shit. So yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
It's hot. The end.
It's hot. We're not gonna talk anymore. Okay. Bye, guys.
Oh, what about cat? Thanks for all this.
Oh, Jesus Christ! The heat's destroying me. Oh, it's so hot. Okay. If you have questions or comments. You can find our podcast at superfuturefriends.com.
Oh.
Oh, we totally secured that.
You said that last time.
But I'm reminding you that it's secured.
But also, it just leads to the blog
Yeah, it does.
Address, which is...
which is superfuturefriends.blogspot.com.
I can't remember our name. Yeah. So she has to say the address.
If you want to email us, you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com, or you can comment on the blog at superfuturefriends.com. Just share your knowledge with us of this Lena Thorold person.
200 words or less. I've got a really small attention span for this specific bit of information.
You can, if you want a longer version, you can try to make a small, short Kristen version, and then include the real version. And I'll only show her the 200.
There you go, 200 yeah. words or less.
Yes. I have a child lock on Kristen's internet. It doesn't even make sense. Okay, I'm really hot and I can't talk anymore.
Yeah,
alright,
yeah,
bye.
So complain, have no shame, and remember that round one has just been played, and you are poised for centuries to claim. Follow examples far, no longer a choice. The world be just a ball to pass or give.